welcome to Here's What I Don't Get, your minisode for the month of
September.
September.
No, August.
No, yeah, August. Yeah, yeah, that was August. Right. Okay. I mean, it's going to come out on the 30th, and I mean, that's basically September.
Yeah.
And,
So the way we structured it, the way I decided to structure it was the top tier guys, they get their stuff in right there at the beginning of the month.
Yep.
Then the $5 guys, they get their stuff in the middle of the month. But the $10 guys, they also get that $5 stuff.
Yeah.
And then, sorry for you $1 people, but you don't get your stuff until the last day of the month. You know, that way, and then the $10 people get that too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The only people that really fall outside of that window are the $2 people who just kind of get it whenever it happens.
Whenever it happens.
Yeah. As opposed
to... Because who wants to get paid in like with like a $2 bill?
I do. I have a $2 bill as a bookmark in a book at home right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just finished episode 90.
Yep.
We're dating this episode because it was recorded about 2 weeks before it comes out.
You know, it's not like we're going to... We're not a news podcast. There's not going to be no news.
Yeah. So the thing is that we record the bonus episodes usually like a couple weeks ahead of time so that I can edit them in between editing the regular episodes.
Yep. A little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah. And then actually get them posted on time. Because otherwise, like, I'm frantically editing them the night before they come out.
Yep.
So.
You don't want to do that. That's too much like college.
Too much like college, yeah.
Yeah.
So, last month we did the Ketchup Grand Prix.
Man, that was
still reeling from that, and I'm still reeling from that for multiple reasons. But most of all, for this mini issue, here's what I don't get: having too much ketchup in my fridge. I've added to the ketchup collection now because
why?
I went out to lunch.
That's right.
Went out to lunch with my sister, and they had a special type of smash burger ketchup.
Yeah,
that wasn't like the other ketchup. So
it was their own brand of ketchup.
I said, "Hey, stick that in your purse before we leave." So we stole some ketchup from Smash Burger.
So now you're up to what, 8?
Yeah, I've got 8 types of ketchup now. I think the next time we do,
you need to throw out the Hellmann's.
Well, no, I'm saving it for just in case I have to help. I get another test subject in there. I'm going to, like, kidnap a homeless person and tie them down to a chair with, like, electrodes wired to their brain. And be like, all right, try this one. And just stick a fry in their mouth with the ketchup, get some ketchup on it.
One to ten. What is it?
What do you think? And then they're like on a polygraph. And it's like, like scribbling.
You're lying
on
to
the
me.
Side. Well, dude, I swear to me. Yeah, so that's a real mini issue. I don't think anybody else is going to identify with having 8 different kinds of ketchup in their fridge.
Well, I have at least 8 types of hot sauce in my fridge right now.
So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to build some kind of mechanism that the ketchups all sit on a rail, and then there's another rail on top of them inside a channel, and I can just jump on top of it and just see how far they all shoot.
That's the next test.
Yeah, except, or maybe I'll put them inside like a hydraulic press, and I'll have it set up on the inside of my trunk.
So
while I'm driving, I can pop the trunk and pull my hydraulic press and let out a ketchup slick for anybody chasing me.
Yeah, well, so instead of doing the Grand Prix, it's the ketchup long jump is what it is.
How many ketchups can you jump over stacked end to end? You could do that with ketchup packets, like have a real big long... them all laid out nicely, and then wherever you land, that's where they...
Did you ever do the ketchup packet on the toilet seat prank?
No.
You take a ketchup packet, you bend it in half, right, and you set it underneath the toilet seat.
So you sit on it, it pops?
Yeah, someone sits on it, and it pops like right like behind their legs where it's like hard to clean and stuff, you know?
No, I never did that. I'm going to do that with a whole bottle of ketchup. You better be checking the seat next time you come over. What is just this carefully hidden?
Two whole bottles of ketchup.
Man. There'll be Hellmann's and Heinz first.
Yep.
I have been. Anytime I eat ketchup at home, I've been using that Whataburger ketchup.
Yeah.
So that one's going to be empty first.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good mini issue to have.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm going to expand on that word choice wise by saying, here's what I don't mini get: too much sauce. But not like in my fridge, but like when you have a food that is, you know, like smothered in a sauce.
Yeah.
You either get less often you get like a very, very light coating to where like, I really want more of this.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's like,
you take a bite and it's like dripping out.
Oh, this is soup now.
Yeah. That's why I prefer when I go to like get a burger somewhere that they, I've talked about like before you run the show, I brought in all the shit they put on burgers. Cause you get a burger and you know, what's a burger, Tim?
Burger is bread, meat, cheese. If you want lettuce and tomato and onion, you can put it on there and then some sort of sauce.
Okay. So you were right all the way until you said, if you want to, you can put on there.
Yeah.
A burger is meat, cheese, bun, just like a sandwich.
Yeah.
And
like,
I hate
like that. I would consider.
So the issue came down to, I hate the fact that when I go to get a go to a restaurant and order a burger, right? It's 50 cents extra for a fucking piece of cheese.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, they'll throw lettuce, onion, tomato, pickle on the fucking side of the plate just for free. Keep your fucking vegetables. Save the money on your damn vegetables because I don't want any of them. And give me the fucking piece of cheese for free. So when I go places that they want to put a sauce in there, I put this on the side.
On the side, yeah.
Like, what's the one that's real famous in California? In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, yeah.
In-N-Out, they've got their special In-N-Out sauce. Yeah. And I went there and I had a burger and I had it with the In-N-Out sauce on there because like, it's not the same without that.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking swimming in sauce, dripping everywhere. You got to like have the little cardboard thing underneath the burger so it doesn't get everywhere. And I was like, this is awful. The sauce isn't that good. It's like barbecue and mayo or something.
It's like, it's just fry sauce.
Yeah. So the next time I went to In-N-Out, I ordered the burger plain, like I ordered burgers fucking everywhere else on the face of the planet. It was great. I mean, it's just a burger. It's not some fancy place, but man, too much sauce on shit.
Yeah.
And then it's not just burgers though.
Yeah.
Like I know people who will put way too much sauce on pizza. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, there's so
much sauce that when you take a bite, like all the cheese just
comes off.
Because it has no ability to
adhere
pierce
to the
through
crust.
And adhere to the crust. Yeah. I'm a pizza scientist, Tim.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of my life dedicated to finding the perfect pizza. And you may tell you who doesn't have good pizza?
Who?
Domino's.
Yeah.
I ordered some Domino's this weekend because of A, the Donald Trump commercial that I showed you, and B, because of the commercials where they're fixing the roads. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do my part to help fix the roads. And I got the pizza. Really, I wanted to see if maybe they'd bring a steamroller out and fix the big pothole right in front of my apartment complex. Yeah. Pizza wasn't that good.
No, it's not great.
It started to make me sick a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
It used to be even worse.
Yeah. You know what I'm having for dinner tonight, though, right?
What?
Leftover Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
Because I got two medium pizzas, which seemed really small, and a cheesy bread and a 2 liter of soda, which he didn't bring the 2 liter soda when I ordered it. So he's like, gives me all the stuff. He's like, all right, you have a good night. I'm like, do you have the soda?
Yeah.
He's like, let me check. Oh, no, I forgot it. Do you mean to bring it back here? Yes, because I paid for it. And I'm tired of this shit when I order pizza and it comes with soda and you don't bring it, you bastards.
Yeah. You don't order soda from the pizza place.
It was part of the coupon. The coupon was two pizzas, a cheesy bread, and a soda for $20.
How was the cheesy bread?
It was really weird because it was like a bread that they had filleted and put cheese inside of and also on top as opposed to dough with cheese on top of it like everywhere else.
Yeah, well, because they put stuff, they'll also put like bacon or jalapeno in there for you too.
Yeah, yeah, I just got the plain cheesy bread. But anyway, back to the too much sauce on stuff.
Yeah, like you can have like too much sauce on wings.
Like, oh, well, yeah, like, yeah, and you can, so you... Like, you can't touch it anywhere, otherwise it's just all over you.
Yep. Or, like, just, like, they'll give it to you on a plate, and instead of, like, taking the wings out of the bowl and putting them on your plate, they just dump the bowl onto the plate so there's, like, sauce everywhere. Like,
leaking into the other things.
I went to Zaxby's. I've been to Zaxby's once.
Yeah.
Boneless wings, like a boneless wing meal, right? So, like,
yep.
they serve you, like, on, like, big... styrofoam plates.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a big old section for your chicken.
Yep.
Because that place just sells chicken fries. And they give you Texas toast and a coleslaw thing, right?
Coleslaw.
Yeah, coleslaw. So a little thing of your coleslaw, a thing of fries, and then your big section is your chicken. And you order boneless wings, sauced boneless wings.
Yeah.
And it looked like soup. It was like... It was like soup on the bottom, and like here's like some like pieces of chicken in the soup.
Man, you bastards!
And it was like a thick, syrupy sauce.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
gross.
What am I now? I have to eat this with a fork and knife.
Yeah, you can't touch it with my hands. I hate when I still ate barbecue food.
Mm-hmm.
When you'll get barbecue food and they pre-cover it in barbecue sauce,
yep.
As opposed to like, I've got a bottle of sauce on the table. If I want barbecue sauce on here, I can put as much or as little as I could ever possibly want. But I hate when I'd order like a chopped beef sandwich. They bring me a chopped beef sandwich and it's already like the meat's sauce. Already sopping and fluid. And what I like to do when I go places is order a chopped beef sandwich because there's usually quite a bit of beef and order a second bun. And then I put like a layer of barbecue sauce down, layer of chopped beef, layer of barbecue sauce, layer of chopped beef, and split the chopped beef between two sandwiches.
Yeah.
They're perfectly commingled. Mm-hmm. Not there's a little enough meat on there that I can create a dome.
Yeah.
Smush fry that.
Yeah.
And not have stuff falling out.
Yep.
And have the sauce, but have it like saucy to the level I want.
Yep.
But there's no risk of me losing, and then having to like chase it around with a fork on the plate.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. People need to get their sauce game up, man.
They really do. I hate when like you order a sandwich for later, right?
Yeah.
Like I'll go to like a Bill and Ruth's and I'll get a sandwich for later. And they'll put the creamy Italian and the mayo directly on the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Or even it can be on the bread, but it has to be on a layer where it's not going to sink into it. So like they'll put mayo on the bottom of a sandwich that you're ordering to go. So there's no telling how long this sandwich is going to be in the state that it's in.
Yep.
And then, you know, an hour later, that mayo has now soaked and the bread is soppy as opposed to if you put it like on a layer of lettuce or on the top layer of bread, now it's just going to like soak into the lettuce more or whatever.
Yeah.
And the bread is still going to stay like dry and crispy and whatever.
I mean, I will eat that soppy sandwich, but I won't be happy about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be like, you motherfuckers, and I'm just eating away.
Yeah. Yeah, man, sauce.
That's a good issue.
Thank you.
That's a good issue. Well, here's my mini issue this week. Unclear communication.
Okay.
So with my job, I've got to go to these trainings and whatnot. And so I get an email about a training that I'm supposed to be attending. And the email is titled this. Type of training 3-19.
Okay. But no word training.
So when I say type of training, that's describing the training program. Uh-huh. So let's safety training.
Gotcha.
3-19.
Yep.
Right. What in your mind? What in your mind does that mean?
That means you have safety training on March 19th.
Exactly. Right. Now,
or if you asked earlier in the day someone to send you the email, you've got safety training at 3:19 p.m.
That afternoon. Yeah. Which you think would be clarified in the body of the email, but there is no body of the email. Attached to the email is an event invitation like through Outlook. The event invitation says Wednesday, September 12th, 9:30 to 10:30 p.m.
Okay.
So I've got now, and that's it. That's all the information that comes in this email.
Yeah.
Safety training, 3-19, and then a date and time that is completely implausible for when they would have training.
Yeah.
So I write an email back and I say, I'm very unclear about what this email means. It says 3-19. Does that mean March 19th?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also an attached event that says September 12th, but it says 9:30 to 10:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Does that actually mean a.m.? What is this? And then the guy responds in a real shitty tone.
Yeah.
It says, no, 3-19 means it's the first safety training of the 2019. It's the third safety training of the 2019 fiscal year. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not a fucking idiot that measures years in the middle of goddamn July.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, clearly that guy has a system.
Yeah.
And that's his.
No one else knows about.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just me on this email. And when I replied all, I got an email back from my direct supervisor who's like, yeah, I'm not really sure what this means either. It makes no sense. So my email says, is it March 19th? Is it September 12th? And is it actually in the PM? Because I feel like maybe that's supposed to be AM.
Yeah.
And he replies and just says, no, it's not. It's the third class of fiscal year 2019.
He answered one question.
Yeah.
Out of three.
And I'm like, okay. So I guess that means it is September 12th.
Yeah.
So when I show up at the training office at 9:30 PM and you're not there... You fucking idiot. Like, don't send an event invite that you haven't like fucking gotten it shit together with.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like this unclear communication. It would taking you 5 minutes to explain all that to me. And don't even put the 3-19 in there.
Yeah, why do people going there need to know that?
Just put safety training Wednesday, September 12th.
If they need to know that, say, hey, your third safety training meeting of 2019.
Yeah, make it like very clear. The Wednesday, the September 12th training, the 3rd of 2019.
You see, even that's confusing.
Even that's pretty...
I would say, here's the email, the header of the email.
Yeah.
Third safety training meeting of 2019. And then details enclosed.
Yeah, there you go.
Detail would be September 12th, 2019, 9:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m.
Yeah. Because now it's my job to figure out what you were talking about in your stupid shit.
Yeah.
Because you're using jargon and lingo that
doesn't
make any sense at all. Because I saw that and I'm like, March 19th seems like a long
time away. Long
way out for this training that I'm supposed to be going to that's supposed to be like pretty imminent. It turns out it's in a month instead of in four.
It's also at 9:30 in the evening.
Yeah. It's also in the middle of the night for no reason.
Yeah.
Makes sense for me. Yeah. I work a theater job. We work until the middle of the night all the time. Doesn't make sense for you, the training people who work a 9-to-5, and even then it's only till 5 o'clock.
All right, Ty, we're going to have your... we're gonna have a behavioral meeting. We need you to come in at 4:30 a.m. and it will be until 12 p.m.
Yeah,
and it'll be on the 39th of December.
Be sure not to wear conductive shoes. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah. Get your fishing license before. You'll need that.
Be sure to bring at least one snack that you can share with the group.
Yeah.
Of an indeterminate size. Yep.
And also, we have volunteered you to bring you a plate of cookies.
Yeah. Just like, give me detail. Give me detail.
Yeah.
Asshole. Man. And then don't act snippy. Don't act like I'm an idiot for for asking that question. Yeah. That's a completely...
But you can't send that email.
No, I can't send that email back. Like, because I really want to respond like, oh, that makes a lot more sense that you would call it the 3-19 meeting. Yep. Maybe... That it wouldn't even make any fucking sense. That doesn't make sense any year ever.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to be like, all right, in 4 months, it's going to be like, all right, this is going to be safety training meeting number 8 of 8/19. And someone's going to be like, oh, I don't have this meeting until August. No. That meeting is actually in March. you're going to have this problem
every time. Yep.
Figure out a new header for your emails.
That's a good issue, man.
Thank you. What is your issue, your next issue?
Well, my other mini issue is this. Here's what I don't mini get. Summer rain.
Like we're having today?
And the rest of the week.
Yeah.
And also last week.
Yeah.
God.
Last week wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't. It was mostly at night.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. We're having these like... It'll rain, but it will. It's like almost. I'm starting to believe that maybe it only rains when I'm not looking at it.
Yeah.
Because like I stopped by your place to pick up some stuff for the studio.
It was like drizzling,
and it had just kind of started to sprinkle. I drove home, no problem.
Yep.
Go inside, do a couple of things. Step outside. It's not raining anymore, but it definitely rained while it was inside. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is really suspicious.
Yeah, man, it's. Like, I love rain.
Yeah, me too.
I hate summer.
Yeah. These little mini rainstorms, and they don't ever really cool anything off adequately.
Yep. That's what it is, man. It just makes everything more muggy and humid.
So I'm gonna pull you way back. Do you remember there's an episode of Ed, Edd n Eddy when they're trying to deliver newspapers, and so they get, like, hundreds of newspapers because Eddie finds out that the more newspapers you deliver, the more money you get.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to get money for Jawbreakers, just like every episode.
Yeah.
And so then Double D makes this like paper delivering machine that rolls him and shoots him out the side.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like Ed does something stupid and breaks it. And the papers are all over everywhere and they got to pick him up. And it starts to rain. And it'll like rain for and they're picking up the newspapers, and it stops raining, and Double D says, summer showers, you can never predict them, and then it'll start to rain again immediately, and then it'll stop, and then finally they're just like, would you stop saying that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that episode?
I do not.
Okay, well.
But now I feel like I've watched it. I was never a big Ed, Edd n Eddy fan.
Well, fuck you, man.
I mean,
how are we friends? You know, you weren't a fan of Ed, Edd n Eddy.
I wasn't a big fan.
Yeah.
I watched the show.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed it. I just didn't like see every episode. It was a little like the show wasn't gross out humor.
Yeah.
But the art style was gross out.
Yeah.
That was a little too much for me. Yeah.
I liked it. Everything
I enjoyed it.
The style of that
Butter
show
toast.
Is not like anything, any other
Sarah
show.
Yeah.
Sarah will tell mom and mom will tell dad and dad will say, not now, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like when he, like his room, there's that episode where like they're in his room and he's like, wait, how do you get out of your room? Because it's like, the door is like 3 feet up
yeah.
from the bottom of the floor. Yeah. Because there's the stairs are gone. Yeah.
And then, like, Double D's room, everything is meticulously labeled,
yeah.
which I love. Yeah. I love my label maker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was the Canker Sisters.
The Canker Sisters. Yeah.
Yep.
they were creepy.
Yeah.
There was the blonde one with the buck teeth, the redheaded one who had was like a man, and then there was
the only
attractive one. It was
yeah,
like
the blue hair.
The blue hair, yeah. It was a punk. She was like a punk rocker.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, it's
just fucking rain or don't. Don't have this sprinkly bullshit all the time. Because that's the worst. Like, I love a good thunderstorm.
Yep.
I love to just, like we'll have these big summer thunderstorms that'll come in and just pound everything.
At night, yeah.
And I will sit on the porch and just play on my phone.
So we had a fairly decent thunderstorm last week.
Yep.
I opened the front door, had the screen door closed, and just...
Yeah. I just sit
me
on
me and my dog just sat there and watched this.
I was playing on my phone and just letting it. And I'm looking at just a parking lot. Like I'm not looking at anything nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I had something nice to look at, it'd be even better. But I'm just looking at a parking lot, and just seeing like the waves of rain that come down through the wind. And there's like a little bit of mist is spraying on me, which is cooling me off. And then when it starts to peter out, I go back inside and go back to being like
go inside because you have AC there and it's humidity controlled.
Yeah, there's that.
Because if you'd go outside, it'd just be like, you can feel the humidity. It just,
yeah.
It's like someone has
these little rainstorms. It doesn't feel like rain. It feels like the humidity condensed. The humidity reached a level, and then the water just had to fall out of the air.
It had to go somewhere.
And then it stops, and it heats up again, and the water raises back up off the ground. And it was like, oh, shit, we're too humid, and then drops back down again. And it's just this endless cycle of that over and over and over again.
Yep.
Without ever actually cooling you off.
Nope.
Or, yeah.
I mean, we only got lucky because, today and the next couple of days are cooler than usual.
Yeah.
And also rainy.
Yep.
But,
yeah. A lot of times we get these rainstorms and it's just like you're going to have more mosquitoes.
Yep.
You're going to have more. It's going to be muggier.
Yeah.
And this constant little bit of drizzle means that the drivers have no fucking idea what they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it, man.
Yeah, I hate that. You know, but even then, it's still a little bit of rain, which is kind of nice. It's not jacket wearing rain yet,
no,
though.
It's not.
So, well, you know, I respect that. It's a good issue. Well, here's what I don't get: my final mini issue of the week. Movie tickets. I went to see Mission Impossible Fallout today.
Yep.
Because it was a Monday. And I talked about on the Discord how annoyed I was because some fucking old bat dropped her three kids off to just be babysat by a movie.
On a
Monday, Monday afternoon, yeah. You could have babysat your kids with Netflix at home instead of ruining my movie-going experience. I was that guy, and I said to those kids, hey, why don't you watch the damn movie? And the
good.
But anyway, I went to the movie theater, and I took it out of my pocket, but my movie ticket, my theater ticket for this event was literally just the fucking receipt.
Yeah.
I remember a long time ago, movie tickets were substantial. They were a little bit
thick.
Thick-ish cardstock.
Yeah.
Not as much as a business card.
Yeah.
But heavier than a regular piece of paper. And for certainly heavier than a piece of receipt paper.
Yeah. And now they're just...
And they tear them and you keep the stubs. I have a little box that I have every stub for every movie I've ever seen since 2006.
Yeah.
That's fucking 12, 15, 12, 13 years of movies ticket stubs. And then I have some that are older than that, but they're a little bit more sporadic.
Yeah.
And I don't go through them that frequently, but every so often, like, the box will get tipped over and I'll have to put them back in order. And I'll be like, oh, I remember seeing this movie and I saw it with these people and I think about it.
Yeah.
But now all the fucking ones on top are just like little receipt paper bullshit as opposed to giving you like an actual substantial whatever. And I understand you want to save the environment or whatever, but give me a fucking real movie ticket. Yeah. And even then, they're pushing us to you not even have a movie ticket now. They want you to put the little QR code on your phone and do, boop.
That's what I do because they're not going to give me a ticket. So
it's bullshit, man. It's total bullshit.
Concerts. The only way you can get like actual cardstock concert tickets anymore is like if you have them mailed to your house.
Yeah, or go to the box office and pick them up directly.
Yeah. Otherwise, you get a sheet of paper with like a number on it.
Yeah.
Or you just get a QR code sent to your phone like I did.
Print it on your own home printer or print it out, pull the QR code up on your phone. Yeah. It's so late. It's like there's, in my opinion, there's a level of experience that makes going to the movies different than watching a movie in my own fucking home.
Because
I have all 5 Mission Impossible movies on Blu-ray. I could just watch literally any one of those. But... I want a ticket stub. I want a, you know, like the movie Last Action Hero. He has that golden ticket stub that magically makes Arnold Schwarzenegger come to life and come out of the screen and fight fucking death, played by Ian McKellen. How awesome is that shit?
It's awesome, man.
Yeah, but we can't do that.
Nope.
Can't do that shit. It's got
and even the actual like even the places that so not. I'm trying. Is it AMC? I think AMC will still give you somewhat of a ticket.
Will they? So I remember
Cinemark will.
Yeah.
But it's not like nearly as like.
I mean, I remember. So when Alien vs. Predator came out, the first one, I went and saw it at the movie theater by my dad's house, and I rode my bike to get there, and I bought my own movie ticket, and I went and saw the movie, and they didn't tear the ticket, and so I kept that ticket in my wallet, for a long fucking time. But now I keep that, I put one of those receipts in my wallet for like, I'll put receipts for purchases in my wallet for a few weeks before and you pull them out. And after like 3 or 4 days, they've
faded
and flattened and marks have appeared on them where the pressure has happened. A movie ticket should be something that is semi lasting. Like I have movie tickets from like my oldest movie tickets. They're faded. You can barely read what's written on them. And like AMC, so I don't know, it must have been 10 years or something ago. AMC got rid of they had AMC Movie Rewards or Movie Watchers Club, whatever. And that was like their reward system. And you get discounts on concessions, you get a free this, whatever. Well, then they switched to AMC Stubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in one day and I gave them my Movie Watchers card. And they're like, oh, we canceled that. We're doing AMC Stubs now.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's our new program. Like, okay, well, am I going to get transferred in any of the points that I earned doing the Movie Watcher thing? Like, no, we've just ended it. Oh, well, fuck you. I don't want your AMC stubs. And one of the things that the like selling points was, oh, you can, it'll give you digital ticket stubs to put in the app on your phone. You can go through and look at them. Like, what the fuck? If I want to do that, I'd take a photo of every single fucking movie ticket I've ever seen. But I'm not an Instagram whore, so I don't need to take pictures of everything that I do in my entire life. Yeah. Just give me a fucking ticket stub. Even if you don't tear it. I don't care. Just give me something. Give me something I can hold in my hand. Something I put in my pocket. I have ticket stubs for movies that I didn't see because I got them instead of the movie that I saw.
Yeah.
And I find those ticket stubs, I'm like, I remember when I saw this movie instead.
Yeah.
Like, I have a ticket for The Other Bowling Girl, right?
Uh-huh.
I didn't see The Other Bowling Girl.
Yeah.
I saw The Da Vinci Code 2. Or maybe it was the first one. It was one of The Da Vinci Codes.
Yeah.
But my friend was working at the ticket place. I handed him my money, and he's like, hey, I'm going to hook you up. Here you go. And he just gave me a pre-printed ticket for The Other Bowling Girl. And he said, Da Vinci Code's actually in this theater. And so I walked in, they tore it, and then I walked over. I've got a ticket for when I saw Pirates of the Caribbean in the theater that I didn't buy the ticket for, mm-hmm. because that's where my friends were, and I was in the other theater. So when I went and got concessions, I just walked up to the thing, and I'm like, oh, my dad has my ticket. And they're like, all right, go on in. Someone was probably standing in that theater.
Yeah, probably. Can't do that anymore.
Can't do that anymore. Yep. It's just really frustrating, man. It's really frustrating to just see the movie-going experience, something I used to be excited about. Like, I decided to go see a movie at 1 o'clock on a Monday because my hopes were no one else would be there.
Yeah. You got shafted, man.
And I got shafted by a bunch of fucking kids.
Yeah.
And it's like the worst theater in Tulsa. Yeah, it's the one with the weird tables. But they're doing their best to improve. The movie tickets are $4, and I'm totally fine paying $4. Because I was looking for goddamn movie tickets. There was a 9:30 showing at the theater we went to that had the motion control chairs. Uh-huh. Fucking $9 for a 9 a.m. movie. It's like, yeah. I'm waking up to go to work, and you're charging me $9? Are you kidding?
That's probably just their flat matinee price.
It is, yeah. It's all throughout the day. Like $9, $10, $12, $13 for these fucking movie tickets, and I got to deal with a bunch of mouth-breathing fuck sticks who can't sit still for 90 minutes. These fucking kids were up and down the damn aisle. I don't even know what they were doing. It wasn't like they were coming back in with more concessions. They were just getting up because they were bored in the talking parts. They need to make movies for, like, a Mission Impossible Fallout for kids where it's just action scene after action scene after action scene, and there's no plot so that they can just sit there enamored and be like, and I can watch a whole movie with a narrative and shit going on, even if it is incomprehensible, and enjoy it. Just sit and enjoy the damn thing.
Well, there's the Warren that has, like, those, like, they have special side theater rooms for, like, parents of small children.
Crying rooms, yeah.
Yeah, they need those.
And then they have the director suite where they've just make this theater smaller and smaller and smaller for you.
Yeah.
Warren used to be really good, but then they got bought out by Regal and everything went to shit. Like, they used to be, they would wear these tuxedos and they'd have the white gloves and it looked very nice. And now they're just fucking guys in polos and khakis. Yeah. Like, every other fucking place on earth.
But you can, like, order a big ass burger and fries and a milkshake and bring it into the theater.
Yeah, for like $18.
Nah, it's not. It's like a regular diner price.
No, it's expensive. It's more expensive.
Last time
than
I went there,
food.
It was $13 for the burger and the fries and the milkshake.
Yeah, that's more expensive than a diner. A diner burger is $6.
Okay.
Yeah, with fries and then your milkshake's $2. So that'd be $8. You're paying $5 extra because you're at the movie theater.
Who cares?
In any case, that used to be an experience, because they didn't have any of that pre-roll bullshit that I hate. It was just, you'd walk in, and now they do the pre-roll bullshit, then they close the curtain, they open right back up. You're supposed to be like, oh, what am I seeing? Oh, it's a screen for a movie. But this, now I've just been sitting here for fucking 20 minutes while goddamn Maria Menounos, and if I ever see you in person, Maria Menounos, I will rip your fucking intestines out your ass and strangle you to death with them.
She liked that.
Fucking running her mouth, interviewing goddamn celebrities. This is what's going on in the set of Happy Time Murders. This movie where we disrupt your expectation by having Muppets have fucking sex with Melissa McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy, stop making movies.
Yep.
I know about the Happy Time Murders because every other fucking post on Imgur is a goddamn ad for that fucking movie. Nobody wants to see Melissa McCarthy in anything other than a movie where she puts a gun in her mouth and blows her fucking brains all over the fucking wall behind her. Melissa McCarthy is the star of every nominee I've ever fucking heard of.
Yeah.
Anyway. That takes me, that's outside the scope of the fact that the movie ticket isn't a ticket anymore. Yeah. Well, we'd like to thank you all for supporting the show this month of August on Patreon. Just thanks. We really appreciate it. It helps the show, helps us, so keep on doing it. And, well, it's probably too late at this point, but we did a survey on the state of the show, and we're going to take those survey responses.
If you're listening to this on the 30th,
yeah, there's just way too late.
Never mind.
We're going to take those survey responses and really look at them and figure out, like, what is working and what isn't working and what we can do more of or do less of and try and make the show better with your feedback. So
yes.
Thank you, everybody who filled out that survey, and here in a few days, you'll be hearing the commentary for Days of Thunder, Used Cars, Beetlejuice, Hot Fuzz, Transformers the Movie, Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story, The ABCs of Death, and that's probably going to be some wild shit.
It that? Will.
Yeah. Yeah. So thanks, guys. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.